Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Tabuit Q1 2012 analyst presentation. We have today Mr. Sujeet Bahar, CEO of Tabuit, and Mr. Adrian Kishore, CFO of Tabuit. Mr. Sujeet will begin by providing you an introduction to Tabuit business and an overview before moving on to the first quarter result summary and operational review. He will then hand over to Mr. Adrian, who will provide you with a financial overview of quarter one performance before passing back to Mr. Sujeet to conclude. We will then take any questions that you may have. With that, I would now like to turn the presentation over to Mr. Sujeet.
Thank you, and good afternoon, everyone. I'll start by taking you all straight into slide four. I'm pleased to report strong first quarter results, which continues to demonstrate the strength of our underlying business. We will discuss the results shortly, but first, let me start off by giving you a brief overview of district cooling and, more importantly, Tabuit's business model. Now, given the climatic conditions and rapid economic growth in the region, district cooling is an essential utility service that is required in this region. District cooling can be described as the distribution of cooling from one or more sources to multiple buildings. District cooling systems produce chilled water at a centralized plant and then distribute the chilled water to buildings in the district for air conditioning use. This system has a number of benefits over traditional air conditioning, and these include lower life cycle costs, lower operating costs, the benefits to property owners in terms of more usable space and lower ambient noise. For governments, district cooling, of course, reduces the investment requirements in energy and power generation. Finally, district cooling is environmentally friendly as compared to traditional cooling, as it reduces CO2 emissions by almost half. Now, Tabuit has been able to leverage these benefits to provide energy and cost-efficient cooling solutions to some of the UAE's most high-profile projects. Our business model revolves around our core business of chilled water, which constitutes the main driver of our profits and offers the most growth opportunities. Likewise, these profits are driven by new connections that we make and the new plants that come online. If I take you now to slide five, there are several key points that have underpinned our success over the last two to three years and will continue to propel us forward. These include being a district cooling company in an economically strong region that requires year-round cooling, having long-term stable contracts, many of which are with the UAE government entities. We have the funding available to complete existing projects as well as to fund ongoing new developments. Finally, we have now substantially completed our contracted build-out program with the completion of 11 new plants last year. With this in mind, let's now look at our quarter one results on the next slide. I'm pleased to report strong quarter one results. In the first quarter of 2012, chilled water revenue was up by 5% to 193.2 million, but due to the expected decrease in revenues from the value chain businesses, there was an overall decrease in revenues of 26 million, or about 11%. The quarter one 2012 operating profit increased by 14% to 73.5 million, while the net profit attributable to the parent increased by 15% to 36.8 million. Operationally, we continue to focus on growing our core chilled water business, and as a result of this, the chilled water contribution to EBITDA is now up at 98%. For those of you who recall, a year ago, chilled water contributed 90% of our EBITDA. We continue to make utility efficiency gains and maintain the cost discipline throughout the entire organization. One new plant came online this quarter, resulting in the addition of a connected load of 10,000 tons. We reduced the contribution from our value chain businesses, which was mainly driven by the completion of our build-out program, and is in line with the expectations that we've been highlighting to you over the last couple of years. Now, if I take you through to slide eight, I'll provide you with a more in-depth operational overview. As you can see from the graph on slide eight, over the past three years, we have steadily increased both our installed and connected capacities, both here in the UAE as well as elsewhere in the Gulf. In the first quarter of 2012, we added an additional 10,000 tons to the installed capacity across our group, which brings the total group's installed capacity today to something like 759,000 tons. The connected capacity remains at 703,000 tons, and the group connector capacity now stands at something like 93% of the overall installed capacity. Our total number of plants across the group has now reached 65 with the addition of the new plant this quarter. If you turn to slide 9, we'll take a closer look at the UAE operations. We added 10,000 tons of gross capacity in the first quarter of this year, increasing our capacity in the UAE to 597,000 tons across 59 plants. The increase in capacity was effectively the commissioning of a plant in Ajman. Total connected capacity of chilled water in the first quarter was 551,000 tons, or 93% of installed capacity. As mentioned earlier, we have a significant number of contracts with UAE government entities, and in the graph on the bottom, you see the split in installed capacity between our government and non-government customers. In 2011, and so far up to now in 2012, about 47% of our capacity has been contracted to government clients, and this has been steadily increasing over the past years. If we take you now to slide 10 and look at some of our key metrics across the UAE operations. The number of plants in the UAE has now increased to 59, 10 more than we were talking about this time last year. Installed capacity has increased to 597,000 tons, or 10% increase from the same period last year. The connected capacity now stands at 551,000 tons, or 55,000 tons, an 11% increase over the same period last year. EBITDA margin is at 48%. The increase in connections during 2011 and the economies of scale improved the EBITDA margin in the second half of 2011, and that has led on into this year as well. We made 41 million of capex payments as a result of our build-up program, which is now nearing completion, and reduced cash payments. Net debt to EBITDA was 7.4 times for the first quarter of 2012. This declined post-repayment of the Sukuk 06 and the increased EBITDA and repayment of a bridging loan. Loan to cost for first quarter 2012 is consistent with financial year 2011. And if you look at the quarter one 2021 figure of 78%, it is disproportionate because of the high level of debt that was in place immediately before we completed our restructuring. Overall, we continue to make progress on the financial and operational metrics. I'll now hand you over to Adrian for a quick review of the financials. Adrian?
Thank you, Sajid. You can all now turn to slide 12 in your presentation. Our core chilled water business now contributes 88% of our revenue, and as mentioned earlier, 98% of EBITDA. Core chilled water revenues increased by 5% to 193 million. And gross profit increased 21% to 105 million dirhams. Profit from operations amounted to 73 million, a 29% increase on the same quarter last year. And this is, as Sujit said, driven by economies of sales, new customers, and new plants. Gross profit margin increased to 54% in Q1 2012 compared to 47% in Q1 2011. And the net profit margin increased to 38% in Q1 2012. These increases in margins demonstrate continued strong efficiencies combined with a rise in revenues and a focus on costs performed as part of the streamlining of the business. Finally, EBITDA is 104 million against 85 million in 2011, and the EBITDA margin has increased from 46% in quarter one 2011 to 54% this year. The two charts on the bottom show how far this company has come in the past 4 years in growing our core chilled water business. For instance, in Q1 2009, profits from operations in our chilled water business was 11 million dirhams, while by quarter one 2012, that figure has grown to 73 million. This is a result of Tabreed's focus on its growing its core chilled water business and delivering against its business plan. Moving to slide 13, we'll look at the value chain businesses. In line with our much-repeated strategy, our value chain businesses are becoming less significant than in the past, and the contribution to revenue is only now 12%. The declining contribution from these businesses is in line with our expectations and is driven by the completion of Tabreed's build-out program and the continuing weak economic conditions. Revenue totaled 26 million, a decrease of 58%. Profit from operations fell 96% to 300,000 dirhams. Going forward, this segment will continue to contribute less to our overall results as we maintain our focus on our core chilled water business. Moving to slide 14. Reiterating what Sujit said, as you can see, we had a strong financial performance in the first quarter. As mentioned earlier, chilled water revenue for the period increased from 183.5 million to 193.2, an increase of almost 10 million dirhams or 5%. But due to the expected decrease in the revenues from value chain businesses, there was an overall decrease in revenues of 26.6 million or 11%. Operating costs are down 25% to 108 million, again reflecting the cost control and reduction in value chain businesses and improved efficiencies. That results in a gross profit increase by 9% to 111 million. Again, we're focusing on the core chilled water business, which is a capital-intensive business and gives us higher gross profit margins than the value chain businesses. Gross profit margins increased substantially compared to the same period last year, from 42% to 51% this year. This all flows through to the bottom line, and operating profits rose 14% to 73.5 million as a result of the improved core chilled water business, offset by the decline in the value chain businesses. Net finance costs are substantially lower, 42% in fact, than for Q1 2012 at 45 million. Compared to 77.2 million. Again, just reiterating what Sujit said, obviously this is due to the change in the debt structure post the completion of the recapitalization last year. And finally, EBITDA increased by 12% to 105 million. These figures continue to demonstrate the success of the recapitalization process, program last year, and the strength of our underlying core business. In summary, we have a utility-like performance with long-term stable contracts enabling us to experience steady growth. This concludes the financial review, and I'll now have you back to Sujit for a summary.
Thanks, Adrian. Now, if I could take you all to slide 16, just to recap today's presentation. We've had a good quarter this year and positive and encouraging results. Gross profits are up by 9% to 110.9 million dirhams, while net profits are 15% to 36.8 million dirhams. We continue to have a strong cash generating capability with the group EBITDA up by 12% to 105.5 million dirhams. We continue to remain focused on and grow our chilled water business, and our strategy over the years has been to increase the contribution of chilled water while reducing the contribution from the value chain businesses. This has been demonstrated by the increase in profit from operations in chilled water from 63 million in the full year 2009 to 73 million in just the first quarter of 2012. In one quarter, our profit from operations has exceeded our full year operations for 2009. Going forward, management continues to focus on building the business and creating value for the shareholders, and we'll achieve this by delivering on the business plan, enhancing value from existing plants while maximizing the organizational and operational efficiencies that we continue to enhance, achieving its full earning potential, and growing the company's core chilled water business. Moving on to slide 17. Looking forward, we are confident of our ability to maintain the momentum we have gathered over the past year and maintain our growth trajectory. Several reasons underpin this optimism. The REIT, as many of you know, is well positioned to capitalize on the growth opportunities by meeting the demand for cooling infrastructure in the region. The GCC economies continue to grow, and district cooling is a vital component of this economic growth. Our fundamental business model is strong, with many of our contracts being with UAE government entities. We have long-term stable contracts with guaranteed returns. We are a utility company offering cooling services in the Middle East. Majority of our projects now are complete, and finally, cash is available to fund the completion of the remaining projects. This concludes our presentation, and I'll now hand over to Salam, who will take you to the Q&A.
Thank you, Sujit. We'd now like to open the floor up to any questions you guys may have.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Participants with questions to pose, please press 01 on your telephone keypad and you'll be placed in queue. To cancel the queue, please press 02. Once again, 01 for your question. Our first question, Arvid from ESG. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I just had a question on revenues. You say that you've added 11 new plants and 2 plant extensions during 2011. You also added 10,000 refrigeration tons during the first quarter of 2012. So I was just trying to understand why revenues, chilled water revenues, only increased by 5% given that significant addition of capacity over the last 12 months.
Right. I think one of the key drivers behind what you're seeing is that the 11 plants that have come on stream, actually 10 of the 11 plants that have come on stream in the last 1 year, we were already delivering cooling to those facilities through temporary chillers in the past. Okay, so from a revenue perspective, the revenue would not have grown that much. However, from a cost perspective, we're now running them from our own plants as opposed to rental chillers or temporary mobile chillers. Yeah. So that's the key difference that you've seen the last 1 year, right? The commissioning of the 10 plants over the last, 11 plants over the last 1 year has essentially significantly reduced the third-party costs that we incurred during that period to be able to meet the cooling requirements of our customers. Yeah? So we were already meeting those cooling requirements a year ago.
Can I just a follow-up to that then? When you talk about your connected capacity or installed capacity, we saw obviously a significant increase in 2011. So again, just trying to tie up that with the revenue expectations for this year. Are you saying that where 10 of the 11 plants had already come on stream last year, it was just a matter of effectively handover? So these capacity additions that we saw were not, I mean, they were already partially reflected in what you were doing. Is that right?
Okay, let me just get this straight. Maybe I wasn't very clear in articulating the fact to you. Now, we were already serving these cooling loads from our from rental chillers, okay? So we were meeting the requirements from plants that were not ready by putting in temporary chillers. So the revenues were already being recognized a year ago, okay? What we have now done is gone and finished off our plants, so as a consequence of which we're no longer paying a third party to provide cooling. We are providing the cooling ourselves, right? Now, as we know, the rental chillers typically are less efficient than our plants, so just therein alone, you see the operating margins actually will increase quite significantly, okay? Right? So, you know, while you will not see a drastic increase in revenues because of those 10 plants, what you will see is significant reduction in costs and hence direct flow through to the bottom line.
And regarding the connected
loads,
also you asked a question about the connected loads and the installed loads, the numbers that we published. Mm-hmm. We keep that very simple and we keep it up based on what's on the plants.
Mm.
If we started reporting what we had connected through temporary chillers, imagine how confusing that would be because we wouldn't have installed but we'd have connected.
Mm-hmm.
So the numbers that we report on connected and installed are purely plant operations.
So they don't include numbers that are being served or plant loads that are being served from temporary chillers. Okay, that's the difference that you're seeing.
Okay, so the increase in connected capacity last year, which was almost say 20%, shouldn't translate to 20% revenue growth as that annualizes, because as you were saying, a lot of that was already actually on stream.
That's correct. What you will see is just that the savings in terms of delivering that cooling load. That's what you will see. Okay,
there will be some revenue.
Understand, thank you.
Thank you. Once again, participants with questions to pose, please press 01 for your question. Our next question comes from Francis from Archer. Please go ahead.
Hi, gentlemen. Just first of all, one quick follow-up on the last question, which is, well, I guess there's two parts to it. First, I mean, do you currently have any other capacity being served with temporary chillers that would be being transformed into your own capacity during 2012? And then secondly, and this may be related, with the new plant that came online in Ajman during this quarter, there was no increase in, connected capacity. So I'm just wondering, is that capacity that you're currently looking for customers for, or this is just some, or have you already found customers for that plant?
Right. Answer to your first question is no, we are not currently serving anybody from temporary chillers. Answer to your second question, the customer is in the midst of commissioning their building, and once their building is commissioned, then we will see the revenue that flows in from that and the profits, of course. So I think that should be done by the end of the second quarter this year.
Okay, great. And I just have one follow-up question on your
sure.
associates. I just wondered if you can comment at all on Saudi Tabreed, and I understand that it's an associate, so perhaps you can't give guidance on the actual projects, but in your budget right now, are you expecting to put further capital into Saudi Tabreed, or do you have any responsibilities towards Saudi Tabreed? And I guess the question is, when those plants are finished, Tabreed, the UAE company will not be managing those plants. It will remain a pure associate for you. Is that correct?
That's correct. It remains a pure associate for us. I think we have, at the present moment, got one plant that comes on stream this year. Okay, that is something that very soon will happen this year. There's no further funding requirements for that plant. For the second plant that is currently, I think they've announced that JODC project, that will, of course, you know, we will disclose to the market when appropriate as well. Okay, so it is registered in our books as an associate.
Okay, and I just have one final question, and it's on the EBITDA margin. I'm just wondering if you can cast any light on whether there's any seasonality in that margin. I mean, what we saw in terms of chilled water EBITDA in this first quarter, is that something we can be comfortable with for the rest of the year? Is there some seasonality that would improve or decrease that over the course of the year this year?
There is some seasonality around that margin. And it changes across the year. I think you should take guidance from last year's numbers. That will show you the seasonality and the variation.
Okay, I was just asking about that because of bringing the plants online, so I wanted to make sure that last year is a good guide, just because of the switch from temporary to permanent plants. That was the reason I wanted to make sure.
I said, you know, take your guidance from last year and use that as the load factors, because if you look at it correctly, we have load factors in there as well. So use the load factors as guidance from that, okay?
Yep, thank you.
Thank you. Our next question, Samilak from National Bank. Please go ahead.
Thank you. On page 10, you clearly identify that you spent $41 million on CapEx in the first quarter of this year. How much might you spend in the rest of 2012 and going into 2013? Do you have a CapEx number, please?
Okay. I think as always, we don't give forward-looking guidance. But if you were to look back to the numbers from the last quarter of last year, you would have the ability to actually see some of the forward-looking numbers from there. But we typically do not give guidance on forward projections. Okay. So unfortunately, we can't answer your question.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any follow-up questions from Samila?
No.
Thank you so much. Once again, participants with question to pose, please press 0101 on your telephone keypad now. There are currently no questions in queue. If you'd like to ask a question, please press 01 now. Our next question, Azizos from Munbatash. Please go ahead. Azizos, please go ahead.
Hello. Can I ask you a quick question, please? This is Anastasios Dorgianakis from Mubasher. Actually two questions. Firstly, if you can tell me, if you can disclose how much of the revenue is linked to government-related contracts. And secondly, if you can give us a bit more detail on the finance lease receivables and the PPE lines. On the PPE line, if you can tell us how many cooling stations in the PPE are not producing revenue. And on the finance lease receivables, when do you expect to monetize that item there? Thank you very much.
Hi, yeah, it's Adrian Kershaw. On the revenue from the government, in the presentation we show the number of tonnes that are connected to government entities. It's about 47%. Okay. Regarding the finance lease receivables, they are currently generating revenue. And it's disclosed in the year-end accounts and the quarterly accounts how the finance leases work. So that's part of the plants that are generating money. And then the PPE is all generating, or largely generating money apart from the assets that are in a CWIP awaiting completion, to be completed.
Okay, understood. Thank you.
Thank you. There are currently no questions in queue. If you'd like to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad now. Once again, if you'd like to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad now. As there are no further questions, ladies and gentlemen, this concludes today's conference call. Thank you for your participation. You may now disconnect.